This is Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatow.
Good morning, neighbor. I'm a stranger in your town. What do you folks do around here for excitement?
Mind our business.
You are in Iowa.
Iowa. Well, at least now I know how to pronounce it. I always thought you folks preferred Iowa.
We do.
Well, he just said Iowa.
Yeah, Iowa, the state known for the Music Man, corn, and straw polls, may soon be known for its wind, because Iowa trails only Texas and California in wind farms, and actually, listen to this, actually generates more than a quarter of its energy from wind. Did you know that? I didn't. How did Iowa get swept up in this wind revolution? And can other states follow Iowa's lead? Joining us to talk about it now is Dori Buscarin. She's a reporter from Iowa Public Radio in Des Moines. Welcome to Science Friday.
Thanks, Ira. Nice to meet you.
And nice to meet you, too. You know, we always hear about the wind in Texas or California, but never Iowa. When did this wind boom start?
Well, probably 1983. Iowa actually passed the first renewable energy standard way back in the day. And we were the first state in the country to do so. Mm-hmm. As you might imagine, the two main energy companies, Alliant and MidAmerican, weren't crazy about it. They actually, there was no real enforcement built into the law, so they kind of ignored it for a while. Uh-huh. And then they, after a lot of pushback, the Iowa Utility Board kind of made them start building, or at least creating the infrastructure to have 2% of their energy be renewable by 1992, and because they had kind of ignored it for so long, the procrastination, they put in wind power because it was relatively cheap and quick to put up.
And so how much wind power do we expect Iowa to have eventually?
Well, eventually, I think they're looking at 30% by 2020. It's actually happening really quickly, and right now, Iowa generates 27.4% of the electricity used in the state comes from wind,
right,
which is huge. And if you think about it, there aren't a whole lot of people in Iowa, so compared to the size of the state. So it actually, a lot of these states that have a large percentage of their power coming from wind tend to be largely agricultural.
You know, and they rank up there with the major European countries at 27%. You're talking Germany, maybe talking Denmark, things like that. What about all the products that you need to make a wind farm and wind turbines and all that kind of stuff? Are we importing all that stuff from China, who makes a lot of that stuff?
No, and actually, every part of a wind turbine is manufactured in Iowa. It's kind of an infrastructure that's been building since the 90s, since the 2000s. You need the tower, you need the base, and you need the blades. And there are companies producing all three of those in Iowa, which also makes it less expensive to build them here because there's less transportation costs built into that.
Yeah. Do you make more energy than you can use?
Well, we're kind of looking at that. There are some companies banking on the idea that there are northeastern states that have passed renewable energy standards but don't have the infrastructure yet to meet them. And so, but Iowa almost has more than they really need. We do get a lot of our energy also from coal. And so there are two companies, MidAmerican, which is has a majority ownership by Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway. Mm-hmm. They're building a very large wind farm in the northwest corner of the state that would plug into the grid and actually send wind power to states east. And also a large high-voltage 500-mile transmission line is in the works from Cleanline Energy. They're waiting on regulatory approval that would also send wind energy from northwest Iowa to the East Coast.
Like Chicago, places like that, or New York and everything in between.
Well, they plug in it just south of Chicago or Milwaukee, and then it can go throughout the grid.
And so what do people think about all of this? Are they very happy to have this?
Well, I mean, at least in Iowa, it produces a lot of jobs. There's a lot of manufacturing that goes on here. And so a lot of politicians are really in support. Usually it tends to be the Republican Party that is against wind energy because of tax subsidies to like the federal tax credit, for example, which expired at the beginning of the year.
Right.
But it's actually a Republican governor, Terry Branstad, that passed or kind of heralded this renewable energy standard back in the 80s and is now again governor. So we've had a lot of support from both sides of the aisle.
So if you want to come and campaign, whether it's for the presidential election straw poll or it's to be a congressperson or a senator, you'd better be better be a tree hugger now. Right,
I mean, or at least in favor of wind.
Yeah, at least in favor of wind and the renewal of the tax credit, I would imagine.
Right. So the renewal of the tax credit. The interesting thing about the tax credit is that for a while, companies haven't always been able to bank on it. Last year, they weren't sure if it was going to get be renewed, and then it was. And so you see wind energy production kind of going in a boom and bust cycle.
Right.
They build when the tax credit is there. They don't when it's not, which isn't so easy for companies because they don't have that steady they don't really have it to rely on. And that's why we saw this real push of beginning construction projects right up until the end of 2013.
Right.
Because if they were on the ground, they would have that tax credit for at least a decade.
Well, you know, there's a coalition of over 100 House members that are led by two of your congresspeople. Stephen King is a Republican and Dave Lobsack, a Democrat. Who sent a letter to House Speaker John Boehner saying, you know, we're all behind this stuff, and it's the right side of the politics to be on now. So,
right.
And we'll have
Yeah. That seems to be, I guess, in this state where it becomes a very bipartisan issue, something that a lot of people can get behind on. That being said, a lot of farmers aren't always crazy about having a wind farm go up in their area.
Yeah. Yeah, but there seems to be a lot of momentum building, and maybe something the other states around you, Nebraska, whatever.
Nebraska is actually interesting because they're right next to us. They're actually in a better position as far as the way the wind maps show. They're in a better position to develop the wind energy there, but they have a public utility that serves the majority of the state, and they hasn't done a whole lot of wind energy development yet.
Money talks. And when the money starts coming in, then the jobs, maybe someone, and they'll probably take notice, I'll bet you.
We'll see.
Thank you, Dury.
Thank you.
Dury Buscarin, who's a reporter for Iowa Public Radio in Des Moines. Thank you for joining us today.